Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Is this real? Is today real?
It's not real.
I'm not sure if today is real or not.
We can't do anything today.
This is the most insane day. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
We're going to keep that in.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, guys.
Just so you know.
Our life is a mess.
It's a quickie, and it's Becca, Kelty, and Jack.
Hello.
Surprise, it's us.
Surprise. It's a day, but I feel bad talking about having a day because I feel like we've had a lot of them lately.
I know.
We've had a lot of them, and honestly, like, in the grand scheme of things, it could be a lot worse.
No, it's definitely a lot worse, but I think you should explain the day, because basically we just got back from New York and we did 3 days of like 12-hour press days, which is amazing. We're promoting our show and
we're so excited.
And then the show came out, our mid-season finale on Sunday, and again, like, yay, we're so excited, but we literally looked at each other in New York and we're like, I'm so sick of you bitches.
It's like, we need a break.
We need a break. We've been going nonstop, and we're like, I can't wait till next week when we don't have to do anything. And then all of a sudden, we've got 6 hours of podcasting, two days of filming, literally full days with each other.
We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday that we're doing shit.
What's Saturday?
That meeting.
Oh, the meeting. Yeah.
Got it.
We're never getting away from each other.
I know.
It's not happening.
Do you think this is how Hillary Kerr and Catherine, what's her name, Power?
They felt
about each other.
Do you think this is how the Backstreet Boys feel about each other?
It must be.
Is this why Kevin left the Backstreet? Is this why
did
Posh?
He leave?
Yeah. Well, he
this
did,
is
but he's
why
back.
Justin Timberlake had to go on his own.
Is this why Posh isn't going on tour with the Spice Girls?
Yeah. I feel like that's what Becca's going to do one day. So always the person that thinks they're better than everybody else.
If there's a tour not to go on, Becca will be the one
not going, for sure.
That's 100%. That's without a doubt.
The good thing is we'd all want to just be like, okay, never mind.
I also had a nervous breakdown thinking about we have an event, a live event in February in L.A. that we have to like.
I forgot about that.
Oh, God. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
I had a call this morning with like a lady who makes wine or something, and they wanted to sponsor us. And she was like, oh, send over the deck. And I was like, I don't know if I can. I can't do one more thing. We can't add any.
I'm on Lady Gang overload.
She's like, maybe you can make a wine. And I'm like, that's what we've wanted. And then I was like, but no.
We're not ready.
We take on too many things.
Why are we doing this to ourselves?
And then we're just going to crash and burn.
Anyway, I do have an inspirational quote.
Good.
Okay. Jack, why don't you fill in the blanks while I get it out.
Fill in the blanks of what, like in Mad Lib?
Like, just talk
feeling?
A little bit. Just talk while I find it. Because I'm getting my hair cut next week, and I'm so excited about it that my whole, like, Pinterest board
are
is all
Are you allowed
hair.
To?
I mean, yeah.
How are you cutting it?
I'm just basically getting the Becca.
Cool.
I kind of want to cut my hair, too. Is that going to be, like, are we going to be way too similar if I cut my hair?
Well mine's going to grow out again before the show starts taping again.
But then,
like, this is my award season haircut. I want to have like a cute little shoulder bob because.
Is there a bird trap?
Yeah, what is happening?
Yeah, there's a bird. Let me go look. Let's do investigate.
We've heard a bird chirping.
We thought it was so many different things.
I definitely think it could either.
It's probably in the ceiling.
No way.
Yeah.
It's trapped, which is why it's chirping.
When you open that door,
it's probably in the roof.
You think it's trapped in there?
It's definitely trapped.
We need to save it.
Yeah, because it's not moving. It's the same sound.
Don't we have enough on our plate? Like, we're going to start saving the birds now?
Save the birds.
God, what if there's a bird's nest with little baby
there's
birds?
There's definitely a bird's nest.
We need Spencer Pry.
Well, you know what this building is? Like, well, above this is Nancy's office, but this is a very old building. It's like from the
1800s. There's probably lots of nooks and crannies for little animals to get in the 1800s.
You guys, you remember the time? Do you remember the time? It was like last Halloween when I was getting my makeup done, and I heard, I don't know if I ever told you the story, but I heard this, like, we were sitting there. It's just me and Rebecca, like 4 a.m, and we hear like, and we're like, what is that? That's so crazy. And we opened one of the drawers in like the makeup area, and there was a giant rat.
Oh
no.
Just laying there. Eating,
dead? Alive.
Alive.
Ew.
Eating some.
How'd you get it
Christmas
out?
Christmas treat. It was around Halloween because I remember we had a bunch of candy, and like inside there was just like a whole bunch of Snickers.
How'd you get the rat out?
Oh, we called the office, and then they sent like the guy that gets all the rats. There's so many rats on this lot.
How do you trap a rat?
There's probably a lot
at
your feet right now.
Nice.
That sounds glamorous.
Love a rat.
Are you ready for your quote?
Ready. Yeah.
It's kind of long.
Oh, gosh.
When you start to feel like things should have been better this year, remember the mountains and valleys that got you here. They are not accidents, and these moments weren't in vain. You are not the same. You have grown and are growing. You are breathing. You are living. You are wrapped in endless, boundless grace, and things will get better. There is more to you than yesterday.
Oh, my God. Cool. Sound like Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart love it?
His apology for the Oscars thing.
Was it like very metaphorical? Like
no,
that?
No. It was like, I'm not the same person I was.
The peaks and valleys don't define me.
Stop yelling into your mic, please.
Sorry, I feel like I don't have a voice right now.
I know you don't. Okay, when we come back, it's time for us to talk about the season finale,
mid-season finale.
Okay. And we're back. So we had the mid-season finale of our show.
Whoa.
Who better of a guest than Dorit?
Did you love it?
She's
so have you guys texted?
Amazing. No.
Do you have my number?
I don't think so. It's not the sort of thing. No, but last time when she was on the podcast for the first time,
she wanted to be.
I remember she was like, "Take my number."
I think we did exchange numbers, but like, I'm not really that person that takes anyone seriously because I know how much I don't want people texting me. Mm-hmm. So,
and what are you gonna do? Just like have a chat?
I mean, she's way too rich for me to be her friend.
Yeah,
what can we even do together?
She probably needs like a charity friend though, so she can stay in touch with the lower class.
I guess I can take her shopping at like Barney's during the sale.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like I did this weekend.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, by the way, great sale going on.
Really?
Oh, my God. Great sale.
Probably still can't afford it. So sad.
No, it's like really, really, it's good prices.
I have to say that her outfit was like the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
She's the best. I love how like costumey she is.
I do not care.
She's so cool though. Like in person, like such a rad chick.
And genuine.
Yeah. Like, she remembered everyone's names.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's really like, you can tell it's not put on. Like, she's very genuine and she doesn't come across as like being too good for anybody, which I don't think that you can say that about a lot of those housewives.
Most of the housewives. And she's like flashy, but she is just like really f-ing cool and maybe almost too normal to be on that show.
Yeah.
For some, I don't know. I
her face looks amazing. What do you think she's doing to her face?
I don't think she does much. I really think she's just naturally very pretty. And I think she actually still looks really pretty because she doesn't fuck their face very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe like whatever.
Some
maybe
Botox. I'll do Botox and maybe a little filler here and there. But she's definitely not like doing the things that some of the other housewives are doing.
The Lady Gang.
I have an update on my marriage.
Oh God.
Wow. You really just
first of all,
pivoted.
Well,
because of your comment that made it into the show?
It's all Zach's fault, actually.
Why?
Because of the dick?
No, because.
The penis soap?
No.
Oh.
Because you post on your Instagram and ask Zach what Chris would think of the episode. And Zach was like, he won't be happy. And Chris was at work.
Oh, shit.
And couldn't watch the episode for like 24 hours.
Let me shut my dog up. Hold on.
Okay. Anyway, I'll keep telling the story.
Listen.
He couldn't watch the episode for 24 hours. So he texts me and he's like, what did you do? And I was like, oh, my God, nothing. And I didn't even know what I did.
Surprise. I had no clue.
Yeah. I was like, I did nothing. And he was like, well, Zach says I should be worried. And then I have my two friends, Dwayne and Joe, who listen to every podcast and watch every Lady Gang.
I love them.
And we're on a group text and they wrote, the toque, really? And then they wrote, wow, we learned something new about you every week, Chris. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? Because the truth is that I do get way too drunk and I don't even remember half the things that happened. When I watched the show and we were like talking about the Silly Dilly soap for the penis, and you're like, Merry Christmas, Zach.
No, that's what I thought you were talking about.
I have
which
no
is
recollection
so funny,
of
by
doing
the way.
That.
I just think it's so funny that for somebody that's so private as Chris and for somebody that said he did not want to be a part of the show, you're really revealing so many things about him. And out of all of the things, like, we film for, like, 5 hours for that podcast, and most of the shit that we say doesn't make it into the show, but somehow every comment about Chris makes it in.
But here's the thing. A lot of my friends, after the first episode, they were like, I love the show, I love the show. And they were like, but I really am interested in, like, personal lives, like, what's happening in your personal lives. So I think that, like, Kelty's whole shtick in the beginning, like, I want to be famous, I'm so thirsty to be famous, like, it's great and everybody knows, but we also want to know, like, what else happens in your life.
Yeah.
So it is gray.
You are this is what happens.
More than thirst, Kelty.
Well, so I do want to clear the air about the toque story. So
the beanie. Just the we're beanie. In the United States.
As,
the beanie.
As I told it on the podcast, I gave Chris the choice of any of my outfits, and he put a beanie on me, and that was it. I had shortened that story for TV. The Lady Game
and then
TV.
They shortened it even more.
Because I couldn't tell the entire story, which is, and I just want to be clear because Chris was like, that's not how it went down. And I was like, my recollection is this is how it went down. So what had happened was I was like, I'll dress up in anything. And I had all these outfits and he was picking them out and he was sort of like trying things on to be like, do I want this? Do
was this
I want
a recent
this?
Thing that happened?
No, this is like when we were living on Franklin. Like we were okay. First started dating. We were living together. We weren't even engaged yet. And he was trying on the different things and then put the hat on me and was like, oh, no, no, no. Like as a joke. There was no sexual intercourse with the toque beanie on. There was no like me doing a sexual J-Lo dance with a beanie. Like he tried it on me and then was like, you got a face for radio, girl. Because, you know, like
yes.
Only Jennifer Lopez looks beautiful in a beanie.
Yeah, well,
you actually look good in a beanie.
I was going to say I did date a guy who said that the thing that really knocked it over for him was when I showed up for a date in a beanie.
That like in
that
a
it
good
sealed
way?
The deal for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably because it means you have like
I'm cool.
An actual good face that the hair. Because you know we usually hide behind our hair a lot of the time.
No, I don't know.
Like
that.
If you shaved your head, maybe you'd still be cute.
Oh, I would not. Oh. Definitely.
I
not.
Think you so. You'd be like a Joey King. I think you would actually be really beautiful.
No, she looks amazing.
She looks so.
How
good?
Did you? Well, you're. She's 12.
Yeah.
But like,
but
she,
her face just looks so good with mm-hmm. the with
incredible.
No hair. Yeah,
incredible.
She looks so good.
So anyway,
poor Chris.
The toque story didn't happen Chris. Exactly that way.
It didn't happen that way at all, actually.
No, it did.
It's like a completely different
there was
story.
A sexual time in my life when Chris tried a toque.
But he said...
It didn't it, do
but
it
in,
for him.
In your story on the show, you said that he was into it. But in reality, he was like, ew.
No, he's into beanie hats.
Yeah, some guys do think it's cute when girls are in beanies.
It's like that Backstreet Boys video where... remember they were skiing? And then the cute like ski bunny girls were their love interests. I'll
I
never
did not
break
watch
your
Backstreet Boys videos.
I'll never make
anyway.
You
here's my question about music videos. Mm-hmm. Sorry to segue. I will never understand them.
I can't believe they're still
I
making
only
them.
Want to listen to music like in my car or while I'm cleaning my house. I don't want to have to perch up in front of my laptop to like watch my favorite song and
you
video.
You never ran home after school
never.
To watch the Backstreet Boys
no.
videos to get a look at Brian?
No. I think music videos had their time in like the
MTV?
Early 2000s. Yeah, like when during TRL and
but
shit.
But
now, like
isn't it weird?
I didn't know that people still made music videos until this Ariana Grande one.
It
I was
seems...
like, people spend money on this shit?
Should we make a
don't
Lady Gang music video?
I know. People don't make good music. Music video.
You know what we should do? This is what we're doing.
Oh no.
We're making
not more work.
We're making
not
a music video for, to promote our spring box.
Okay.
Okay.
Because listen, guys.
But wait, we need an original song.
If you didn't notice, we really slacked off on the marketing of our Christmas lady box. We really just didn't
we're very
have time.
Busy.
We've spent our time putting together the great items and like
I did a live stream last night.
I saw it.
It was great.
I shaved my face, and then a girl this morning sent me a DM of her face, and it was like a huge glob. And I was like, because I shave my face all the time.
Face,
if you've never shaved your face before, can you imagine how frightening that is?
Well, because number one, it's not just hair. It's like all of your dead skin
is
making up a shit ton of that.
I used it this morning, and I'm not kidding you. I was like, God, my skin looks so much better. Why didn't, like, I always I forget to keep up on the shaving of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is amazing. And that flawless thing gets every hair.
I did behind my ears.
I did, like, lower here.
Yeah, yeah.
That was hairy.
Uh-huh.
Like, below the
lobe.
You
forget about your chin.
My chin is really hairy.
On the way home from New York, I was in the bathroom at one of the airports, and I had, like, a mustache, you guys. No one told me.
I didn't notice.
When was the last time you shaved your face?
It was too long ago.
Oh.
But it was, like, it was aggressive. I know. I do all the time. But I take all the hair vitamins, so it's like it's growing so fast.
Yeah, the biotin's giving me a mustache.
Anyway, how did you feel about the episode? Are you worried that Dorit is going to be mad about you calling out her Jared Leto?
No, because this is what always fucking happens to me. Anytime I make fun of somebody for pronouncing something wrong, I go and pronounce something wrong immediately
it's
after.
True.
And right when I did that, Jen was like saving it and putting it in there. And I'm like, fuck you.
That's so good.
Such a bitch.
What did you mispronounce?
Biopic? Biopic? I still don't know how to pronounce it. Which one is it?
But you know what's crazy is I always, when I read it, like on the guide, I always think biopic.
Is it a biopic?
It's a biopic.
See, it doesn't seem like it should be pronounced biopic. biopic.
It's like a biography, but it is picture. Biopic.
It's biopic. It's not biopic. It's biopic. Sam gets so confused.
This is so aggressive.
It's a biopic.
Anyways, you say biography, so you think it'd be biopic.
I read a really good quote. I was just trying to pull it up, but I couldn't. That said, I like it when people mispronounce words. That means they learn them by reading.
Wow.
Because reading is great.
That's interesting.
And I think that's why I actually pronounce. Well, no. There's. There's many reasons I pronounce things wrong. First of all, in Canada, there's the hidden U. What? My spelling is atrocious. In Canada, like flavor is F-L-A-V-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. And color, C-O-L-O-U-R.
Isn't that just like the British way of spelling it?
Well, we're a Commonwealth.
My Australian friends do that too.
So it's very confusing when you move to the States and all of a sudden color is a short word.
Can we start pronouncing it color? And flavor.
Color.
Nothing flavor.
Can we talk about Meghan Markle's twins?
She's not having twins.
She is.
How'd you hear that?
I just knew. I know it in my
How
gut.
Do you know it?
There's oh, no, wait, you said that
after you
yesterday.
Told
like
us
it was
that,
a fact.
And I Googled it, and I was like, there's no
I know
reporting
it.
On the twins.
Inside wait, source. No,
you're such an ass. You're like,
of course she's having twins.
I thought you like read it somewhere, and I just don't care. So
no,
I Googled
no.
it because I was like, oh, who broke the story?
She did IVF.
There's no way they had time
she
to do
sure
IVF.
Did IVF.
Yes, they did. She was probably like
she was probably
already
doing it forever.
That's probably why her dress fit poorly because she was probably doing all the hormones and your body goes crazy. And she was probably in the beginning phases of IVF.
You don't think she froze her eggs a while ago?
Even if she did freeze her eggs, you still implant them. So you can
implant
two of them. Mm. That's the whole thing.
Do you think she did like a boy and a girl so she could be extra perfect?
Oh, yeah, I think she's trying to one up Kate.
Yeah,
well,
you definitely.
Can.
You can choose the gender?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that's what happened. Just mark my words.
Okay. Becca's saying there's twins. We'll see in 2019. When's she due? Is she due now?
No.
She wore black nail polish this week. It was like so scandalous.
Oh, she's gone.
Royals are not allowed to wear black nail polish.
I like it.
I just think, do you wonder if she's sitting there being like, God, I tried my whole career to get this much attention.
And now I hate it?
No, as an actor. And all it took was shtupping a royal. And now I'm never going to leave the public eye.
Well, she
what a
did.
Life, dude.
She did walk away from acting like feverfully. Is that even a word?
No.
Like, fever.
She had to. She was like.
After she started dating Prince
Harry.
Yeah,
she had
like,
to.
Bye.
She had
yeah,
to.
Yeah, because she's like, my
she'd
life is set
fight
now.
It, though.
I don't fucking
even do one
you
last
can't
movie.
Why would she? Did she just quit Suits and then just left?
Yeah.
She just left.
But she the main character
She didn't
Suits?
Seem that upset. No. She was like a fourth person. But when they did the interview with the BBC, she was like, I'm okay to give it up. And I was like, of course you are. Because you
yeah,
only wanted the fame.
You've been dreaming your whole life to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think if they break up, she'll go back to acting?
No. She'll be a socialite.
She'll be an influencer.
An influencer? Do you think she'll rejoin Instagram?
No.
Probably.
No. Oh
you don't
God.
Think she would if they got divorced? I bet she would.
She'd be like, tummy tea.
She would have if they hadn't had children.
I bet you she would.
I don't
Do you
know.
Think
I'd
become like a mommy influencer.
Oh, God. I'm dying right
and
now.
And get paid like $1 million for a post. She's going to be set for life no matter if they break up or not.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She'll write fine. A book.
She'll write a book. Yeah.
I'm reading the Michelle Obama book right now. It's so good.
Is it?
Becoming.
Your face.
She's so wonderful. Okay. Is there anything you want to say about this episode? Clear the slate?
No. I think it was great.
About the mensch on the bench? Oh, my God. Wait. I have the... Okay, but I forgot to tell you this.
Oh, God.
So last night, we had to watch the show late because my husband missed it. So Chris, we're watching the show again. And he's laughing so hard at your mensch on the bench.
So
he's
good.
Laughing so hard. He's like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. And then he looks at me and he's like, I don't know what you're doing with this show. It's literally like TV diarrhea. Like, you're just throwing shit at me the whole time.
That's exactly.
It's but half an hour of you just. He's like, why don't you just, like, take your time a little bit? He's like, mensch on the bench. Now we're gone. Now you got a thing on your neck. Now we're drunk. Now drink something.
But the thing is, it's like, it's so short that it has to be. Like, we don't have time to get into a conversation at all. They just have to, like, throw
like,
all the random
this
shit
is
that we
TV
say
show diarrhea. And I was like, I love you.
I do have to say that there was a conversation that we had with Dorit saying that she was like Cupid and could set anybody up. Mm-hmm. So I asked her to set me up with one of her friends and she was so down to do it. And then by the end of the show, she was like, never mind.
Well, because you said you wanted to Kurt Russell to get to his son.
I didn't realize
that. That really sent
I
her over the edge.
How the game worked. I just saw Kurt Russell and I'm like, Love Wyatt Russell.
Which, who even knows who Wyatt Russell is?
I do. 22 Jump
You don't
Street.
Know who anyone is. And
Except
then
for obscure people.
Obscure hot
like,
men.
Who's Angelina Jolie? And you're like, I don't
Unsure.
Know. Who's Wyatt Russell? Oh, well, he's 5'10". And
he's like 6'2".
22 Jump Street.
Yeah, the 21 Jump Street remake.
Yeah, but who was he?
He was Channing What's Tatum's Channing like Tino? New best friend that took over Jonah Hill's role. It's so good. The movie's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, not like amazing, like Oscar worthy, but it's like really funny.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, on that note, everyone, our quickie's over. So you can still get your lady boxes at theladygang.com. Go shave your face. And we
that
are.
Combo of the illuminating.
Oh, it's so good.
With the skin
with
food
the
is
skin
amazing.
Food is amazing. Everybody needs to try this. It's changed my life.
You're welcome, Becca. I'm
Thank
glad I
you
could change your life in one way.
For helping me.
You're welcome.
It's the only way.
The other thing I want to tell you is that it is kind of weird that we have a mid-season finale, but it's because we are having mental breakdowns, so we need a little break, and then we'll be back in March with more TV
That's
shows.
That's not why, you guys.
It's literally
it's
not
just
why.
It's the
at
way
all.
That programming works on TV. They don't care how tired we are.
Whatever. Okay. All right.
Like, oh my God, these celebs.
Also,
need a
people
break.
Work so much harder in TV than we do.
I know. We have like the easiest jobs.
Like,
out of
way harder.
That's true.
What if you have to go and take Kathy Lee's job?
She'd do it.
You're going to be so tired.
Chris
and
asked me, he's like,
gonna...
if they give you $5 million, will you quit everything? And I was like, yes.
I would.
Cool.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not taking her job, though.
You can't drink at work. You get too drunk.
There's no way I would ever. I don't think they're really
Honestly,
drinking.
But you and Hoda would make a pretty good team.
Thank you.
Like, I think it would be pretty good.
I think so, too.
You're a nice friend. No, they're not. They're going to pick.
If you leave
I heard
the lady
it's going to be Jenna
you.
Bush.
Oh, Jenna oh. Bush.
Yeah.
I like Jenna.
Like that. Yeah. So, anyway. Okay, bye.
Bye.
No.
We're
you
not here for
you?
A good time.
I don't know what's happening. We're not here for a good time.
Ugh, there's a bird in the door.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.